This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first extra session of the second regular session of the 101st General Assembly.
Call to order this Senate Appropriations Committee.
The week began with the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee hearing House Bill 3. This measure will extend certain agricultural tax credits for 6 years. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb handles this proposal in the upper chamber.
The exact same bill we went over in Senate Bill 8. Provisions include meat processing facilities tax credit, Family Farms Act, wood energy tax credits, anhydrous ammonia provisions, log truck provisions, soybean checkoff language, land surveys, and all of these have a 6-year sunset.
He also says this legislation mirrors Senate Bill 8, which he sponsors. During Monday afternoon's committee hearing, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City, who serves on the panel, mentions House Bill 3 has a specific purpose.
Can you talk a little bit about the guardrails for, generally, it seems like the intended purpose is to help those smaller farmers versus subsidizing international corporations, and can you kind of talk about that distinction?
Missouri senators sent House Bill 3 to the executive branch on Tuesday
morning. Will everyone in the Senate and in the upper galleries please rise for
it? It was signed into law on Wednesday morning, as was Senate Bills 3 and 5, which relate to the state income tax. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says reducing taxes fulfills the second half of the governor's call for the extra session.
We passed legislation that would cut $1 billion in taxes for Missourians. It will lower Missouri income tax from 5.3% to 4.95% beginning at year 2023. It also contains triggers that responsibly lower income tax to 4.5% as Missouri economy grows. It also ensures that Missourians keep more of their hard-earned money while our state can continue to fund essential programs. This legislation is part of a continued effort to cut taxes, and since 2015, to reduce individual income tax by 25%.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he prefers what was contained in House Bill 2090, which was approved during the regular legislative session and later vetoed by the governor.
The way that we would have done it and the way we wanted to do it was the way that we passed it in a bipartisan way this past session with the $500,000. And that was, in my opinion, the absolute best way to do it because we could control the cost. It was a one-time event. And quite honestly, it was the time when I think when people needed it most. They would have had $500 or $1,000 in their bank accounts by now for sure. That, in my opinion, was the most responsible way to do it.
Passing these two bills means...
I move that this extraordinary session be adjourned sine die pursuant to the Constitution.
Lawmakers now return to their districts. In the meantime, pre-filed legislation for the next regular legislative session will start to receive bill numbers on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.